Today, I want to start off with a prayer. I'm going to ask all of you to join me in this prayer. We need to pray for justice and peace. Let us pray that God would once again bring beauty from the ashes. Our mind goes back to the day when Jesus beheld that beloved city and wept. We weep for our cities. The sound of gunfire is the grim sound of what has already shattered our relationships. We witness distrust, anger, and revenge. We see no one to lead us, to guide us. To whom shall we go? Our differences seem to lead us even further apart. How we need the Lord of miracles to do what only He can do to save us from ourselves. Let us pray that God would give us men and women who would lead us to reconciliation, who will bind us up to heal our wounds, not those who would incite more hatred. Oh God, give us voices that will bring hope and not despair. Comfort the bereaved. Give humility to the ones who would resist your ways. Give us pause so that we may look to you before we look at our impulsive solutions. You told Peter to put back the sword. You restored the wounded. That's what we long for today, a reprimand to those who would injure and healing for the injured. God of miracles, do it again. We need you. Our nation needs you. Our leaders need you. Without you, we have no hope. With you, all things are possible. Even for beauty to come out of ashes. We pray for the day of unconditional love. And now, Heavenly Father, we pray for doers of extraordinary deeds, men and women with the moral strength and courage to stand for your truths. The smoldering embers of the spirit-filled soul needs to be fanned into a flaming spirit of loyalty to your word, to your will, so that a raging world will know that we stand and die even for the cause of the kingdom. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, Father. Amen. In my lesson today, I'm dealing with the groups of people that are different one from another. Scoot up your chair and lean in. Over the last few months, we've had some challenges. A lot of innocent people have been hurt. Shop owners, storekeepers, small businesses, restaurants, the restaurant workers. Many have been hurt. It appears to me that the only ones that have profited from this has been the news media and the criminal. I totally support the policemen, the firemen, the medics, men and women from every race and nationality, male, female, gay and straight. All of them went forth to help those that were hurting. You know, there is a tendency to try not to offend anyone, but I cannot help but offend because I speak the words of God. God's word is an offense to all that the world holds dear. If you preach this book, you're going to offend people because the world wants nothing to do with this book, nor the laws that are therein. Preachers are in a no-win situation. If you preach the word, you offend people. If you don't preach the word, you will offend God and every God-fearing saint. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.